From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres. South Simcoe police have charged an Innisfil man with stunt driving after he was allegedly caught driving 104 kilometers an hour in a 60 kilometer an hour construction zone on Innisfil Beach Road. The 47-year-old had his license suspended for 30 days and his vehicle impounded for 14 days. Police are reminding drivers to slow down and follow posted speed limits, especially in construction zones where workers are present. A 21-year-old York Region man is among three people facing a total of 39 drug and weapons charges, following a North Bay Police and York Regional Police collaborative investigation. Two suspects were arrested during a traffic stop near Bracebridge, while the third was arrested in York Region after police seized a handgun, ammunition, cash, and drugs with an estimated street value of more than $5,700. Police say the investigation highlights the importance of cooperation between law enforcement agencies in tackling crime that crosses jurisdictional boundaries. A Georgina mother has turned the tragic loss of her 21-year-old daughter to suicide into a community support program called The Sanctuary. The free drop-in program is held weekly in the Sutton Arena Hall and Georgina Ice Palace, and offers a safe place for people facing mental health, addiction, or other challenges to talk, connect, and access peer support. Organizers hope to make the pilot project permanent as attendance continues to grow. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres.